Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. It's okay for us to say to our kids, we don't have all the answers. Sure. We don't know all the things, and we're never going to know all the answers to all the things, but let's study it together.
Yeah.
And of course, with God's word, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in too, right? We pray, sure. Lord, God, help us to understand your word because he wrote it for a reason. And so when it comes to literature, I love that we can inquire together. People, I think, expect homeschool moms to either know everything or they expect them not to homeschool their kids because they don't know everything.
Yeah.
Oftentimes they'll say, yeah. Well, you're not an expert in all the subjects. So how can you possibly teach that to your kids?
Well, here's the thing I would say about that. It's very true, of course. But when it comes to literature, you don't have to be an expert in Dostoevsky or Shakespeare to be an expert in story structure.
Right.
Because it turns out that story structure is very, very simple.
Yeah.
In the same way that a Broadway show has two acts with an intermission in between, and at the end of the first act, there's this big song. Every Broadway show has that. It's the form of a Broadway show, right?
Right.
It turns out that every novel has an exposition, a rising action, a climax, a denouement, and a conclusion. The structure of a story is something that you can be the master of.
Mm-hmm.
And so the questions that you can be taught to ask your students, to inquire with your students, have to do with those elements of story about which you can understand and you can be very confident. That actually applies to reading the Word of God as well. I don't know what the prophet Jeremiah is saying in all of its details. Let's inquire together. But I do know a few things about the story that God is telling in the Old Testament. And that general framework can give me a ground of certainty from which I can then begin to inquire.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on using study guides?
Study guides are a great resource for one thing, I think, and that is to remind a teacher who may not have recently read the story that she's working with who the main characters are.
Mm-hmm.
To remind somebody who's just needs a little brushing up on the facts and whether chapter 8 was where the event happened. Of the details of the story. What we found with a lot of study guides is that they do not pay, in my view, enough attention to the structural and stylistic universal characteristics of a story to support thoughtful analysis, but they are very good summaries of a story's action.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out that an author doesn't really write a story only to tell a series of events. That series of events is being presented for a reason. He almost always wants to say something about life with that series of events, unless he's Franklin W. Dixon, who wrote The Hardy Boys. Then he's just telling a series of events.
Right.
But Mark Twain writing Huckleberry Finn, right? About Huck's journey down the river with his runaway slave friend. Not just telling a story that is Huck put in at this place in the river and got out at this place in the river, and then Jim got sold back into slavery at this place in the river. He's using those events to talk about an idea. To talk about racism or hypocrisy in religion or true humanity or some universal theme. And a discussion of the structural elements of a story allows us to interact with that theme in the way that the average study guide kind of doesn't.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.